Patrick Michael William, or William Henry Kennedy, was born in 1891 or 1892 in Ayrshire, his parents being Irish. All his life, he spoke with an Irish brogue. When a lad, he was taken to Liverpool, where he was apprenticed to a compositor. From 1903 to 1911, he served in the army with discredit, and in 1913 returned to Liverpool. His criminal career was not romantic. Indecent exposure, petty thefts, drunken disorderly, housebreaking and larceny exhausted his abilities. Yet again, he entered the army, from which he was eventually discharged with ignominy. He then returned to Liverpool and resumed his career of crimes. According to his own account, it was in June or July 1927 that he joined Brown, leaving him in December. Arrest of Brown. Returning to town on the 20th of January, and after dropping his friend not far from Scotland Yard, where he had to report, Brown drove to his garage, which he reached at about 7:30 p.m. He was promptly arrested, no chance being given him for resistance. He was held on the charge of stealing a car, but it quickly became apparent that there was more than sufficient evidence to justify his being charged with the murder of Constable Gutteridge. It is not necessary to do more than indicate the general nature of the evidence which Brown had stored up. When searched, in his pocket was found a Spencer Wells forceps, which he said he'd possessed for a long time. In the office were more instruments, bandages and so forth, exactly such things as had been in the two small attaché cases which Dr. Lovell had left in his car. The doctor had no doubt that they and other things found at Brown's lodgings were his property. In Brown's hip pocket were found cartridges, of which one was a Mark IV. In a compartment beside the driver's seat in the car was a Webley service revolver, fully loaded with six Mark IV cartridges. In the garage office were more of them, and still more were found at Brown's home. Later, another Webley was discovered in the car. Kennedy and his statement. Hearing of Brown's arrest, Kennedy thought it would be wise to retire to Liverpool, where on the 25th of January he was arrested. He was brought to London, to Scotland Yard, where he was seen by Chief Inspector Berrett, who said to him, "You are detained on a charge of being concerned with stealing a Vauxhall car, and I've been making inquiries for some time past respecting the murder of P.C. Gutteridge. Can you give me any information about that occurrence?" To which Kennedy replied, "I may be able to tell you something, but let me consider." Adding, after a little while, "Can I see my wife?" She came to him, and he said to her, "When I was arrested in Liverpool yesterday, I told you there was something more serious at the back of it. Well, there is. These officers are making inquiries about that policeman who was murdered in Essex."
"You didn't murder him, did you?"
she asked him. "No, I didn't, but I was there, and know who did. If I'm charged with the murder and found guilty, I shall be hanged, and you will be a widow. On the other hand, if I'm charged and found guilty of being an accessory after the fact, I shall receive a severe sentence of penal servitude and be a long time from you. Will you wait for me?"
"Yes, love, I'll wait for you any time. Tell these gentlemen the truth of what took place."
"All right, I will." Then to Inspector Berrett, "You can take down what I want to say, and I'll sign it." He proceeded to make a statement which, though lengthy, must be quoted nearly in full. New Scotland Yard, the 26th of January 1928. William Henry Kennedy, no fixed abode, compositor, age 37, who saith, "I have tonight, the 26th of January 1928, at 8 p.m, been interviewed by Chief Inspector Berrett and told he is making inquiries respecting the murder of P.C. Gutteridge at Stapleford Abbots, Essex, on the morning of the 27th of September 1927, and asked if I can give any information respecting it. I wish voluntarily to tell you what I know about the matter, having been cautioned that what I do say will be taken down in writing and may be given in evidence. Signed, W. Kennedy."